You're listening to Almost Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.
And we're off to the races. How's everyone doing today? I hope everyone's having a fantastic week thus far. You've gotten all your shopping done or shoplifting done. Whatever the case may be, you guys should pick up stuff from Amazon. It's a lot easier. You go online and just order stuff online. And then you have people, random people in crazy cars cruising in and dropping off your boxes. It's fantastic. My wife and I tend to do like gift cards. So if you want a gift card, keep watching my show. Congratulations to all the people that watch my show. It's going to be a good 7 months. It's been a good run. I'm very excited, and hope you guys have your wish list so that Santa can come by and not make it happen. I'm joking. I'm truly, truly blessed and breathlessly taken aback because I have a great and wonderful I don't know how to put it to you guys. I mean, the guy doesn't need no introduction. You've seen him in so many things. Assassin's AD, West Hollywood Motel, Black Easter, Ambrosio, Maui Kitty's Playday, Bloody Bridget, and Fronteras or Frontiers, Con Todo el Alma, With All Your Soul. Guys, this guy's an actor. He's a writer. He's a martial artist. Yep. He'll probably kick 1.5 ass of everybody's ass right now, for sure, including myself. I don't know. We'll have to see. Caesar. Guys, it is also his birthday, Mr. Caesar De La Torre.
Hey, how are you, man? Brother? Thank you so much for the invitation, man. I really appreciate it. You know, you've been friend with me like for a long time. You know, I really appreciate your friendship.
Likewise.
You know, it's it was great meeting you, you know. Thank you. It's an honor to be in your
Caesar
show.
Caesar, I'm really shocked in a good way to see you there, man. Because, you know, it's been a couple of times that we've had to switch gears and have you come at a different time. Things have happened beyond our control. But and you booked a few things, so we had to switch things around. But here you are, and I'm super excited. Couldn't be happier. It's your birthday today. How do you celebrate this special day, man? I mean, like, what are you going to do besides drinking all that eggnog?
Hey, man, this for me is special. You know, yeah. this interview for me is special. Even that I sing my birthday is so special for me because, you know, every time we share something with the public is special. So
absolutely.
Thank you for the invitation. And, yeah, and after this, I keep celebrating.
So yeah, let's keep party. 25?
We need to celebrate. We need to celebrate life because life is just one. So
yes, sir. And as you know, my mom passed away, God rest her soul, about a month and 1 week now. She succumbed to cancer. So my mom's, and Angelica, she's in heaven now. And I love you, Mom. And my sister's birthday, who also passed away, she has a heavenly birthday. So they're both celebrating together in heaven, passed away about 20-something years ago. And her birthday happens to land on the 17th. Which was yesterday. And so,
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My birthday, you know, is, it was actually, you know, yesterday, you know, but I'm still celebrating because we gotta celebrate life, you know.
Yes.
We are life just once.
Amen.
And that's it, man. And we have to enjoy our family, we have to enjoy our friends, and you know, that's part of our life, and we gotta try to be happy in life because, you know,
yes, sir.
Mostly in this business that we are, you know, because you know that there are like the up and downs in the business that you can sometimes feel like depressive or whatever, you know.
It's a feast or famine, right? It's always, you never know when you're going to be on top, and sometimes you have to start over at the bottom. Exactly. And right now, we're going through a crisis in Hollywood. I know a lot of jobs are fleeing the country and going, or the state rather, going to other states. But I'm happy that you're working, and I really watched something the other day. I was watching, you know, my wife and I watch a lot of documentaries, or like we love documentaries, sci-fi documentaries, like documentaries on crime TV kind of documentaries and such. Mm-hmm. And we watched Final Cut. And guess who was in that? My dear friend, Cesar De La Torre. Will you play David Serrano, Dr. David Serrano, who apparently wasn't even a doctor. You know that? He wasn't even a doctor, yeah. But he claimed to be a doctor. And then he was injecting like motor oil into people's faces to like fillers to all these celebrities. I think he got a hold of one celebrity, and then they had parties, right, where he was injecting. And then all he, I believe during the show, the course of the show, he it shows that he was only accepting cash.
Exactly, yeah.
What was that like?
He was just accepting cash. He was just accepting cash, and you know, it's so crazy, you know, that role. I got it because, you know, I think the casting director called me and said, mm-hmm. "Hey, you look so similar to him."
You do.
And I said like, okay, yeah, what's the show about? And she told me the story, yeah. And it was interesting, you know, yeah. to play a different a character that is right. Argentinian, yeah. You know. I'm from Venezuela, so
that's correct.
And it was interesting. It was different of all the things that I've been working as an actor, because I started my career in Venezuela.
That's right.
Doing you know,
soap operas,
TV shows,
huh?
Soap operas. Yeah. Well,
You did some modeling too, right? Isn't that right? You did some modeling.
I actually started like a
yeah. I started
model.
As a model.
Yeah,
you started very young.
Yeah,
you started
yeah,
very young.
I've been in the. To be honest with you, man, I've been in the acting business for. I hit the 20 years, I think.
Wow.
Already, man. To be honest with you, yeah. And you know, and the transition for me from coming from Venezuela, you know, being a working actor there, and then. Land here in Los Angeles, you know, the first year were tough, man. To be honest with you, were like tough years, because I didn't know how, you know, how I was gonna do, you know, what I'm gonna do, and all that. I was all figuring out, like everything, you know. So
yeah,
it was tough years, but then, you know, I got more
prepared.
I was realizing what was happening, you know, in the business. And you know, I try to keep the focus on the acting thing, and then things start happening.
Yeah, that's yeah. how it normally is. But so it's true. Like you just painted the picture of the average person when they come from other like countries into the States, like with the intent to be like, you know, actors. If they're already actors in their country, a lot of times you think. Well, they're just going to recognize my face, or I'm just going to start. But the language barrier could get in the way at times, right? When you first start.
Oh yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, yeah. I mean, when I came here, like almost like 10 years ago, you know, my English wasn't that good, man. I didn't understand people like when they were talking to me, like, yeah, what the hell is what
yeah.
the fuck is saying? You know, like, and I dare to work like that, even if I don't understand, I
wow, you tried hard.
And I didn't care that I didn't understand English
sure.
at first, you know, so because that was the learning process, you know, that was the learning of the life here as an actor in Los Angeles. That is,
yeah,
that is not easy either, you know, so. And coming from Venezuela, that I was like a working actor over there, and came here, and you know, the first years of my career in Los Angeles were like nothing, you know, just auditioning and getting nothing. It was hard, it was tough, but you know, you have to get ready, get prepared for what's coming, and even now, you know, I'm still auditioning for new projects, and
yeah.
You know, it never ends. You know, when you're in this business, you always
auditioning
for new projects. So, which I love.
Yeah.
I love is like, you know, doing different roles and all
what's
that.
Your what's your, like your favorite genre, would you say?
I love action. You know, I love
Sure.
action and I love action, drama. Actually, right now I'm working on I'm polishing a screenplay, my own screenplay right now.
Congrats, bro.
That a few friends also joined me in this script.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the first draft and now we are polishing that, you know, that script to see what happens. You know, I'm really happy about that script because it has action, it has martial arts, it has drama, and it's about, you know, it's kind of about like a real life thing, what's happening in my life, you know, a little bit.
Sure.
I can't talk that much about it.
Mm-hmm.
But
you signed your own NDA.
I loved it because you know I'm loving it because you know I see myself in the role, like it's my life, you know.
That's
like
right.
Martial arts, you know, things that happen in my life with family that causes the drama, you know, things that I've gone through in life that has depressed me, and I put that in the movie. It's almost like a real life thing, but it's not, because we change things.
Sure.
You know, it's called the final chance for now. And I did like a small
cameo
trailer
trailer.
I put on my Instagram, on my social media. And but it's a great story because it's things that are happening in my life that I wanted to take it to the big screen.
Wow, I'm super stoked.
Yes.
And looking forward to your next project for sure, man. This project's going to be great. I mean, you know, I'm sure you chose the right people to join you along the journey and that are aligned with your values and what you hope to accomplish in this project. So I'm looking forward to it, you know, and then you will keep us
Thank
posted,
you.
Right? So that way we could definitely enjoy it and promote it for sure. I'm interested in knowing, what is your birthday like in Venezuela versus the United States? What do you did in Venezuela that was different? A type of food that you eat that's festive? Like, what kind of festivities do you partake in Venezuela for your birthday, for this occasion?
Oh, man. And, you know, in December, in general, we Venezuelan people like to eat. I don't know if you heard about hallacas. It's kind of like it's made of flour with meat inside, but we put also like olive, we put raisins, and it tastes really good. So
it's like a tamale. It's like tamales, sort of. A little bit like tamales, kind of like tamales, huh? Sort of, somewhat.
Eat a little bit, but not the same.
Right.
I mean, because we kind of put like more things to it, mm-hmm. like, you know, like raisins and all. It depends the people that make the hallaca, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called hallaca.
Hallaca.
It's something that Venezuelans eat for Christmas. And
right.
also we eat arepas, but that's for the whole year, the arepas.
Uh-huh. Wow. And what kind of
yeah.
drink, what kind of, what's your favorite kind of drink that you do, adult beverages?
I love wine. You know,
yeah.
wine is something that, you know, relaxes me. Depends on the occasion.
Right.
Depends on the occasion. You know, if I'm in a bar, it's probably I can be in the kind of mood of like getting a beer or maybe a gin and tonic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's I'm at home, you know, and I want to relax. I want to maybe focus in something or maybe you are with your couple or. You know, maybe a wine is good. You know, a red wine, like a Cabernet.
You have good
yeah.
taste, brother. And it's a good thing just to relax, and it puts you in a good mood and maybe play some jazz music. Or what kind of music you like
yeah.
listening? Yeah, you like jazz?
I mean, I like all kind of music, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm passionate about music. You know, I try to relax and I put some maybe piano music, you know,
sure.
They try to relax me and I can get in the mood of whatever I'm doing. Sometimes I write stuff, or sometimes I just focusing on the computer and different things. And I just put some piano music, you know.
I love it.
Really relaxes me, and yeah.
What is one fun fact that most people don't know about you that you'd like to share with us?
That I love practicing martial arts at the beach, you know.
Wow, that's cool.
That's something that I really enjoy, and I love nature, man. Get connected to nature is something that you know, the energy, and I get like the energy.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's almost like you recharge your batteries, huh, when you go out there, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
some
and,
way.
And in this career, you got to learn how to surrender sometimes, how to stop pursuing it and just feel the vibration that things are coming to you, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm learning that.
Wow.
You know, because I was all the time like...
Chasing it.
You know, chasing it. Yeah. I was all the time chasing it. Oh, nothing happened, this and that. And when you surrender to whatever life is...
They call it like the ebb and flow, huh? The ebb and flow, wherever. And then somehow... If you, like you say, you surrender. I like the way you put that. You surrender yourself, so you're not chasing after this so-called dream or pipe dream, but you allow things to happen, and then all the chips fall right in the right place when they happen. When it comes together and converges beautifully, huh? When it happens, it just happens, and you.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
If it's for you, it's for you, man. Like I have that belief. I believe in destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's for you, if a project is for you, if a role is for you, you know, I didn't even audition for that role that you mentioned before, the Argentinian guy. I just received a call from a casting director to say, "You look, I found you on a casting site or something, and you look pretty similar to this role. Are you interested?" And we talked and said, "Sure, I'll do it." I wasn't doing nothing, you know, when she called me, said, yeah, why not?
Let's do it.
I'm going to do it.
Let's jump in 2 feet. Because such a striking resemblance, dude. I mean, for a split second, I forgot that you were reenacting. And I said, oh, my God, that's the doctor. And then later I go, wait a minute. I'm looking at you and I go, I know you. You can't be the doctor. I was telling my girl, it's Caesar. It's a buddy of mine. You played it really well, dude.
Exactly. Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And the good thing is you didn't get arrested for 18 months. And holy cow, 18 months. And then he got deported back to Argentina. What a wild ride.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was great.
That was crazy.
Now tell me a little bit about you, your experience working with such folks like luminaries like Melanie Griffith. What was that like?
Yeah, actually, that was a few years ago too. I had the opportunity to work with Larry Kenner, that he was the director and the executive producer, and I was playing a baseball player. You know, like my role in that show was called Cesar Gomez. You know, I was. I was a Latino baseball player, like, you know, that Venezuelans like to play baseball a
absolutely
lot. So I became friends with Larry, you know, and he saw me and said, oh, I have a role for you. And that's why it's important to have, you know, friends in the business, you know, because you can never know what can happen, you know.
Yeah.
So I mean, most of all my roles that I've gotten, They have been through auditioning. That was the only time that I got a role from a friend, you know.
Right.
To be honest with you. But
hard work.
But you never know, you know. You never know in this career
it's
where
hard.
It can take you and what friends can help you move up, you know, or something.
But it's like you said, you just finished saying something very important. You said that most, if not all of your you know, opportunities per se and roles that you've nabbed and booked has been due to hard work, auditioning constantly. And then the right role has come your way because you worked hard at it, because you made those choices. They liked it. Maybe they liked what they saw. And then you locked it in and you got the role. Maybe once or twice you may get a role through a friend in the business. But it's also, it's hard work. It doesn't come easy. This kind of situation is not an easy game that people think, you know, fame is one thing, but to work in this business is another. It really is.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. Also, like doing networking, you know, is kind of like you are doing your job, you know.
Right.
You know, you go to an event and you start talking to people that you don't even know. It's like sometimes it feels like work. I gotta work and make people in and meet people in the industry that you never know what can happen.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so even when you network, I see it sometimes like
networking
like work,
is great.
You know? It's crazy, but I mean, if you see it that way, I don't know. I mean, I just try to have fun, you know, when I do networking, but sometimes it feels like it's part of my work. It's part of my
because
job, too,
a lot of what people outside of the business don't understand is a lot of times when they see you on the red carpet, like I've seen you plenty of times on red carpets and whatnot. Many a times you get sent through your PR people and your agents to do exactly that. Meet different peoples, rub elbows with other artists and folks, the like, and you're kind of a representative representing your brand and them as well, right? In a sense.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of work. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, publicists just send you to red carpets and then you meet a lot of people, you know, and then you became friends with some of them, you know, and some with,
hey,
and sometimes you don't even make friends, but at least you have the experience with you in your life. And
so, you know, and, you mentioned making friends. You're easy to make friends with, man. From the moment I laid eyes on you, well, I shouldn't say that either. From the moment you and I met, I said, man, Caesar looks like a cool dude, like a cool cat. And we hit it off, and it was, you were easier to talk to than most of the other people there. And you made me feel right at home, right immediately from the get-go, which is how we developed a friendship. And I got to say, man, you have that it factor. You got the fact not only as an actor, as a person that you know, submits themselves 150% to the role, and is given to the roles that, you know, you seek out to, you know, you give 120% into it, but you're also like a genuine person. And it's kind of in this business, it's difficult sometimes to meet folks that are genuine because of the fact that a lot of people are in it to make friends, to get them to another, to the next level, if you will. Like some people are just not genuinely your friends. They just want you to use you. In other words, there's a lot of that also in this industry, a lot. And they use to write your coattails. Oh, I know him kind of thing, you know. But I got to say, that's one of the things that immediately I saw. And then the next thing was you carry yourself with utmost respect and you give the respect to the people. And you look at people in the eye, you know, the eye contact thing. And, man, you're very sure of yourself. And it's good, man, and very grounded. So I got to give it to you, Caesar. I just had to say that, man. I really appreciate
you. Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate your words, you know. You know, in life, you got to be genuine. You have to have sometimes compassion for other people, too, because you don't know what – other people can, you know, what you don't know what's happening in their life, you know, and if you try to be at least helpful or friend from the beginning, I think maybe you can save a life. You don't even know what that
deep,
people can, is going through, you know, in their life, you know, and because it has happened to me, you know. Sometimes, you know, you don't feel good and maybe a friend can, hey, hello, how you doing, man? You know, and it make you cheer up again and go back to the business or something like that, you know?
Sure.
So,
wow, that's
so
true.
Important, man. It's important to be to be a good person in life, you know, to have a good heart. I don't know. I think it's really important.
Yeah,
in life,
you're
you know?
A good moral. You have good morals and good. You think you're, I could tell your parents did a good job in inculcating good morals and good set of values in you, man. Because you really come across that way, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, wholeheartedly. I also wanted to ask you, like, because you're a martial artist as such, do you incorporate some of this into some of your, you know, how's that played out with your, with some of the roles you've taken up? Are you able to incorporate that, or you know, or some of the fight sequences and that kind of thing? It helps, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I'm black belt in karate. The first time I had a fight scene, it was in the movie Muna. That, you know, that movie is everywhere right now. You know, I play an Italian mafia guy called Alberto. And I had the chance to travel to Africa.
Wow.
I also went here to some premieres in the US. And my role had some fights in the movie. And it's a drama action film.
Wow.
The kind of films that I like. And so I had a great time playing this guy. You know, he was new in the mafia. He was, he just... going into that mafia thing, you know, he was kind of nervous, you know, but he was trying to be tough, you know, but at the same time he was new, you know, mm-hmm. something new, I had a great time in that film, you know, and I love my role and I love the movie. I invite all of you guys to watch the film. I think it's in Amazon Prime, you know. Go watch it. You gotta enjoy it.
I'm gonna watch.
And that was the only film that I used my martial arts skills.
So far.
Know?
So far.
But the film that I'm writing, he got all the martial arts things. So
beautiful.
That's why that's why I'm writing it.
So masterfully done, man. I can hardly wait to catch up with you at some point and we can have a beer maybe and talk about this new movie development you're doing as it comes together. It'd be fun. I mean, fun times to watch and probably, you know,
for
like
sure,
you
man. Could... Yeah, and go watch the trailer that
okay.
I did in all my social media.
Yeah.
You know, on all my social media, I made a trailer just to start the project. It's not the final trailer. It's just to start the project. I made... had a friend, hey, could you help me with this idea I have? And then we made that trailer. So it's also my IMDb and all that.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I'm happy about.
I'm excited,
that
dude.
You know,
I'm excited for you, man.
That project is keeping me alive.
Yeah.
You know, it's keeping me.
It's the bloodline, bro.
Also, yeah. Sometimes you know. Sometimes even excites you more. Than a movie with, I don't know, an A-list actor or whatever, you know, because it's your own thing, it's your own
baby,
your own creation. So, yeah, I had the opportunity to work with different actors in Hollywood.
Bruce Willis, bro, too. Wow, how cool was that?
Thank you, man. But you know, like I'm telling you, when you have your own creation, it's something special for you. It's something special for your life. That you want to make it happen because
yes, sir.
it's a part of you.
Yeah.
But working with Bruce Willis was a great experience too, man.
Do you realize that it's terrible? I mean, look at him where he's at right now. It's pretty dire, you know, the situation he's in, and it's crazy. And I mean, what was that like working with him?
Yeah, I mean, it was good, you know, working with him. It was really good.
Surreal.
He was very grounded, you know. He was very, you know, friendly also. I don't know how he was with what he's going through right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if he had it already or not.
Right. That's
it was
interesting.
A great experience. He I love him so much as an actor. He's
Yippee-ki-yay. Die Hard, man. Yippee-ki-yay, remember, motherfucker, or something in that movie, the Die Hard film. You know, the Die Hard movie.
God,
oh, my
yeah.
God, dude. which is a Christmas film. So there you go, guys. Die Hard is a Christmas film. Go watch it.
Die Hard. Yeah. I gotta watch it again.
Yeah.
For sure, man. Die Hard. This is one of my favorite movies, you know.
I know you're fluent, obviously, in English and Spanish, but you also speak some French, I hear, and Italian, correct?
Some Italian and some French, yeah.
It's cool.
When I was in Venezuela, I was studying English and French, you know, before, to be honest with you, I wasn't planning to come to the U.S. It all happened suddenly, you know,
right.
with all the problems happening in Venezuela, you know. I was working over there in Venezuela, and I was happy, you know, when I was working there, you know. But suddenly all the TV channels started like closing, you know.
Wow.
And the situation, the politics, you know, and then it messed up the country, and a lot of actors went abroad, you know, and
I was deciding
where to go, you know. Maybe I go to Colombia, maybe I go to the US, and then I got my visa to work here, and you say, oh yes, I'm going there,
baby, I'm going to Hollywood.
Then I loved it here, and I stay here, man.
It's almost
been like 10 years.
Wow, 10 years, dude. That's a beautiful thing. And you've done quite a bit here, bro. I got to tell you, extensively, you worked in so many like facets of what it is in the biz, to be in the business. And you've had some quite impressive like interactions with other actors. And you met a lot of people in short period of time. I mean, granted, you're already an established actor. Let's put that out there. Caesar wasn't, you know, like a novice. He wasn't just starting, getting his feet wet in the business. He was already a working actor in Venezuela. So he transplanted from Venezuela to the United States, and now he's thriving little by little, taking small steps, but he's doing it, man, here. And so you got your training, obviously, in Venezuela. You got your acting training, or did you get formal training, or did you just start in theater right away? Community theater. How did you get your start?
I mean, I did TV, and I did TV series. I did TV. I did plays. I did theater. Yeah. So, and theater is actually the best training you can have as an actor.
Right.
You know, because you are playing live. You have the audience, and that for me was like a great training.
Right.
Know? When I did plays, when I did theater, that was a great experience. And I also trained with the TV channels in Venezuela. One's called Venevisión, and the other one is called RCTV.
Yeah.
So it would be RCTV International.
Yeah. And you appeared. Go ahead.
They made TV series and soap operas internationally.
Yes. So, and you know what? You appeared in a lot of magazines, I noticed. You're on the cover of a lot of magazines. And in Venezuela, you were well-known. You were well-known back then. You did a lot of different things, and you were on gracing the magazines. And there was paragraphs on the side that talked about you, established actor. And, you know, a lot of soap operas, a lot of people don't know, for those of you watching, Venezuela at one time, man, they pumped out the best soaps. The soap operas were all over in Mexico. Everybody watched Venezuelan TV. They did.
Yeah.
If you were watching Spanish, you were watching Venezuelan soap operas. And so that's phenomenal, man. I mean, you were doing big things, and now you transplant here. How is the acting different? I don't know. It sounds weird for me to ask you this, but I'm wondering the acting in, like, for example, in Mexico, back in the day, they had these earpieces where, you know, they're talking in the soaps, and they're like talking to them. I heard, you know what I mean? Like, you don't really, like, you learn your lines.
No, in Venezuela, we didn't have that.
Okay.
In Venezuela, you gotta learn your lines.
Get off book.
You gotta commit to the role. You know?
Right, so, right.
Yeah, no, I know, like, nowadays in Mexico, they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had the chance to work in Mexico, but I would love to, you know?
Okay.
But in Venezuela back then, we didn't have that, man. It was all training, memorization, and a bunch of dialogue, you know? So I came with my mind ready to learn my lines for sure.
You had done it for so long. How do you train for your how do you approach a character? For example, you know, you've landed the role. Now what? What's next? You do, like, obviously you delve into the person's character, like, as you start doing your research and that sort of thing. Or what does that look like for you?
I mean, it depends. It depends on the character. You know, if it's a character like a real life person, then you start investigating what's his life been. You know,
right?
What, you know, it depends on the character. Like what I'm saying, if it's a bad guy, you know, if it's a real life person, you start investigating. Mm-hmm. You start like
doing your research
mm-hmm. about the person that you're going to play. But if it's any other kind of character, you build it like in with your own
imagination,
creation, you know, yeah. With your own imagination. And you start putting pieces, you know, and then it becomes a character.
Right.
So, but you do your research. You
make due diligence.
You know, sometimes you go to Google, find out things, you know, sometimes you even go to facilities. Like, I don't know, if you're playing a doctor or a surgeon, you want to go see how's that in real life, so you can feel it when you portray the character. So
right.
It depends, like I'm saying, it depends mm-hmm. what you're going to do it depends what you're going to do, what role you're going to play. If I get a role that it requires a lot of crazy things, I try to do those crazy things, because if not, when I'm gonna go to do the job, I won't be able to do it if I don't experience it in real life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fascinating. And the doctor, for this particular Dr. David Serrano, you did you researched the guy, right? Somewhat.
I researched the guy, why, you know, like what he was doing and how he behaved a little bit. Mm-hmm. And also before coming to the US, I was helping a doctor in Venezuela how to do surgeries. So I really experienced that in Venezuela. And when I came here to the US and I get that opportunity, I feel comfortable, you know, when I went to set, because I already did that in my past, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
So do you...
So,
go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. One movie that I want to invite your audience to watch is Hungry Neighbors. That was that experience that I had like 2 years ago. And it's a comedy film. It's in all the platforms. Had the opportunity to work with Oscar nominee actors.
Will Ferrell?
Angela.
Is Will Ferrell in that?
No. Will Ferrell, no. Will Ferrell was in another show that I work on. I forgot the show. It was
Angry
it was
Neighbors?
A comedy show. No, Angry Neighbors is the one that I'm talking right now, that I had the opportunity to work with Frank, that he was nominated for an Oscar. I think he was nominated for, no, not for Dracula, because he played Dracula.
Yeah.
He was Dracula in a film. I think it was one of the first films. He was nominated for a different film. I had the opportunity to work with him and also with Stoker Channing, that he was in Greece with John Travolta. And Bobby Cannavale, that he's also, you know, working a lot as an actor. And the experience, it was a great experience working with all these actors. And, you know, I love comedy, so I feel comfortable also on set with directors, with all the people, because I love comedy, you know.
Yeah.
I love to keep working in comedy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Comedy is fascinating. Now, how do you know, there have been any roles that you've worked on that have challenged you, that you thought, you know what, this is really challenging me, it's outside of the box, so to speak, kind of, you know, not my typical kind of a role that I've taken on?
It hasn't happened yet, to be honest with you. I mean, I like roles that challenge me.
Yeah.
Like really like big challenges, you know. I'm still waiting for it, man. A role that really challenged me in a way that I have to go and do my work, you know, if I have to do stunts or if I have to, I don't know, do crazy things. I would love to experience that before shooting the film.
Wow.
I would love to, man. That experience hasn't arrived yet, but I'm sure it will arrive.
I'm sure as well. Let me ask you something, Caesar. You talked about the outdoors. What are some of the activities you do on your off time that, you know, kind of help you mellow out, besides the obvious, the drinking the wine and relaxing with music? Do you meditate? Do you pray? Do you go out there in the outdoors and kayak? What are some of the, you know, like recreational things that you do?
I love connecting to nature, but I love really crazy sports, you know. I like crazy sports, like, I don't know, like kayaking. I went to Costa Rica like a few months ago, and I did kayaking. I did like, you know, like zip lining. I like crazy sports, man.
Sounds
like,
wild. It's good, man.
Keep doing. Yeah. What else I did in Costa Rica? I was about to do like bungee jumping.
Sure.
But they canceled the thing, you know, the last day. They said, oh, we're not working today. And that was my day to come back to Los Angeles. I couldn't do it.
It's in your bucket list.
But I was about to do that, man, the bungee jumping.
It wasn't meant to be at that particular point in time. But then it's in your bucket list. So further on, you'll probably most likely end up doing it. At some point, I think. Maybe you could wait till you're 80 years old.
Yeah, yeah, I never know. Yeah, but I did once similar to bungee jumping, that it was with a wire. You know, it was called the Superman wire thing. You know,
okay.
I don't know.
Cool.
The Superman ride, something like that it was called. And it's, and you fly like Superman, man.
Fantastic.
Like you are all over the mountain. And you hear all the monkeys, because in Costa Rica you have like a lot of monkeys. I felt, man, that was so, I think, one of the best experiences in my life, to be honest with you.
That stood out, huh? That really stood out in your mind for sure. I mean, that's something that impresses on you, and you just always think about like that one time. So you traveled all over the world. Like, what has been other like place, parts of the world that you found very interesting?
Oh man, when I went to the premiere of this movie Muna, I went to Nigeria and other parts of Africa, and to see that culture, you know, the people over there, you know, it was a very like a cultural thing, you know, and that I was learning the culture, you know, how the black women, they were with those big things on their head, trying to sell you a dessert or a candy. It was, and also to see how people live there.
Yeah.
It kind of like opened up my heart a little bit more, you know.
Oh,
it was
Helps you appreciate life, huh? Does help you appreciate what you have also.
That's how you appreciate the things you have in your life, you know, all the achievement, even the small achievements in your life, you got to appreciate them, man. Because every little achievement, then later on is going to come a bigger one. So
the small successes build into a big, mushrooms into a big success, right?
Right.
You're a living success, true testament of that, Caesar, in my eyes, because you've done a lot of stuff in a short period of time that you lived here. Your vision is like, I could tell you're just laser focused on what you're doing, and you're constantly working. And the fact that you took it upon yourself and created with a few other creatives, started this new adventure, if you will, to work on this film project. I mean, needless to say, I really believe that when you see it through and through, it's going to be a masterpiece, and I can hardly wait to watch it, really, and take
thank,
in all the,
thank you, brother.
Because you learn a story. It's like you're kind of,
No, you're gonna like the story, man. Because I told you, it was like a real life
right
thing that I experienced in my life, and
wow.
And it also gonna cause awareness to the audience, because a lot of people went through those things that happened in that movie,
Yes. Yes.
So.
And it's what you touched on is very sensitive. You talked about something that's so true, like empathy, sympathy. I mean, you need to really open up your heart when you meet people, because you don't know what they're going through. And a lot of times everyone has their own set of challenges in life, and they work through things as you're talking to them. I mean, you're learning. Everyone has, after all, I tend to say we're storytellers, and we're telling stories of real people, and everyone has a story to be told. And so I cannot help but to believe that this is going to be a hell of a thing, because it's going to have a lot of different pieces that when they come together, it's going to tell a great story. And I can hardly wait, Caesar. Caesar, we're almost all out of time. Is there anything you'd like to say before we close? I'd like to also, what would you advise the newcomers, the new brood, the new folks that are coming up, new actors on the rise?
Well, my advice would be, stay drama free, man, because in this career, you gotta choose well who you bring to your life,
Right.
I'm learning that right now after a few experiences. You gotta be drama free to be able to focus in your career, because sometimes when someone comes that is not aligned with you, with your life, it can throw you to the floor, and it's gonna be really hard for you to get up.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
So try to be, drama free, focus in what you want, and go for it, man. Go
for it.
Don't be
full throttle.
Don't have fear. Don't have fear of experiences of life, or if you like something, just go for it.
Wow, it's beautifully said. And keep a good outlook and have a good, genuine disposition. Be good to people, right? Be nice.
Yeah, that's important.
It pays to be nice, right? Is it catch more bees with honey than vinegar, as they say?
Sometimes being vulnerable is good.
Yeah.
Sometimes feel for people is good.
Wow.
Sometimes help people is good. So, yeah.
Wow. With that said, what are your social media plugs, brother? What are your social media handles?
Well, you can find me in all my social media, _ De La Torre. So, yeah, you can find me in all my social media.
That's fantastic.
I'm more active in Instagram than any other platforms. But,
yeah,
if you contact me and I see your message, of course, I'm going to try to make a connection with
you.
Yes,
sir. Well, that said, well, we got to hang out sometime, man. Let's go grab a beer or something, brother,
of course,
chop it up.
It's
nice talking to you, man, and thanks so much for coming on and Almost Famous. Guys, that's a wrap. Take it away. Till next time, Caesar De La Torre, guys.
Thank you,
brother.
So much, guys.
God bless you, brother. Happy holidays.
Most Famous with Jim Francis Meza, only on LA Talk Radio.